Hello and welcome to the HBO Boys podcast. Today we're talking about the Netflix documentary, Poop Cruise. Oh, is that the actual name of it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Poop Cruise, dude?
I watched it and I stopped about 70% of the way through. I stopped watching it.
Why?
Because I couldn't deal, dude.
Dude, it was like a train wreck.
Everybody was trash.
Dude.
Like, the people were every human talking on the screen.
The three girls were terrible.
Were just the most trash human beings that have ever existed.
I know, dude.
And they were driving me. Every new word they said was stupider than the last one. And I was glad they almost died from all the poop. In fact, the best part of that documentary was when that other ship came across them, other carnival ship. Everybody was just like smelling of shit and they had no power and they weren't going to be rescued for three more days. And then the other ship goes by and everybody's dancing and going down water slides. Holy shit. Now dude, that moment, that was worth the ticket to ride, but boy.
My line that the girls said, or one of the girls said, that just made me, it just hit me such a bad way. She was like, oh, all these people are crazy and it's chaotic and there's no power. I just want to get a fucking marg. Like, dude, what?
Which in principle I get.
You are an alcoholic, ma'am.
Okay, well, that feels harsh, but... Also, secondarily, in that situation, I would also probably be like, I mean, you don't have ripe, like some kind of, well, let's use shoe polish and ripe and like liven this place up a little bit.
I think what made me laugh about it was that this was already multiple days into the fiasco. And they're still just like, let's get drunk. And then when the cruise ship did in fact open the bars and gave away the liquor, they just got wasted and it got worse.
No way.
Like, how do you think that was a smart idea?
What a odd turn of events. No Dude. Amount of brain power could have surmised.
What if everything you've been taught about happiness is wrong? We chase careers, approval, more stuff, hoping it'll finally make us feel fulfilled, but it never sticks. What if happiness isn't out there, but already inside you, just waiting to be unlocked? Discover the book, The Happiness Experiment. Every person has a unique happiness type, and when you understand yours, everything shifts. You'll stop chasing and start creating joy on your own terms. Discover your happiness type with a free happiness type assessment. Go to myhappinesstype.com. That's myhappinesstype.com. It takes just a minute and it might change your life. Then grab your copy of The Happiness Experiment at Books A Million. This isn't just a book. It's a practical framework, a journey inward. It's a tool to help you reconnect with the happiness that's been waiting inside you all along. Pick up The Happiness Experiment and start your happiness experiment today.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
That you get a bunch of shit covered? Trash people drunk and the situation gets
shit
worse
covered trash people But the redeeming factor of that entire documentary was the Indian chef, dude. He was so good.
I liked that guy. He was being pragmatic the whole time. He's like, well, I saw the thing go off and I was like, oh, well, I'm fucked. And then he had to throw out all the perishable food. And I was like, God, I think we're going to be fucked. And then every new thing, he was just like, when that is further fucked from where I was fucked prior.
And he's just like, yeah. And there was, I went into the bathroom and there was poop lasagna. Dude, I lost it in and yeah, I was cracking up, dude. Oh my God. And then the, what was it? The father and daughter, they, at the end, they were like, yeah, we cruise more now. And I'm like, what?
Why
did you go again?
You know why, Adam? Because a hallmark of the Skidmark rubbish people is that they don't learn lessons.
They were not trash people. They were just, I mean, she was young. She was like 13 or something.
When it cut to his wife and the daughter's mother, and she was like, I called my daughter and she didn't pick up. And then I saw on the news she was covered in feces. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, that's bad. Like, that was the whole.
No way, lady.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock, dude.
No shit, I get you.
And then they come home, they're like, you know what we think we do? Cruise number two, baby.
We should go on another one, but they're like, we're never going on that cruise line again.
Carnival, the one that's the main one.
The I know party cruise?
Yeah, they're the party ones.
Sure. Sure.
God. And then I don't know. I can't I wish I could remember the line, but there was like one thing said out loud where I went, and I'm done.
Oh no, I need you to figure it out.
No, I can't.
It was really
it
entertaining. I put it on late at night, like, and it just like, what is this? Like, you know, thinking, oh, maybe I'll watch it another time. We just sat and watched it. It was very enveloping.
Well, Poop Crew should have just been the episode. I'm now.
Yeah, right. What the fuck?
Anyway, that's Poop Cruise. Thank you for joining us this week. We'll be back in about 2 weeks to talk about season 4 of The Bear. And so, you know, come back from that. We'll both be back from vacation, well-rested.
Yeah.
And Adam, you know, I guess you can tell them where to find us on the internet.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the rest of Bear season 4 is not as shitty as this cruise was. Anyway, please follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/HP. $1 or more a month. You can get these episodes early and ad-free and even some exclusives peppered in there when we can record those. And you also get your name, your name read at the end of each and every episode. So we'd like to thank our current patrons, Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, I Love Shitting on Company Time, Chris Wood, Brent Ginn, Craig, John Jewers, Major Woody, Butter Nichols, Susan, Buffalo Pizzle, C. Fritz, Cat's Pajamas 10. And thank you, Brent Ginn and Butter Nichols, for being our $5 a month tier patrons. We appreciate you and all of you who donate money. It's pretty cool. Please also like and follow and subscribe to all of our socials at the HBO Boys Pod or the HBO Boys Podcast on Threads, Instagram, TikTok, and, you know, interact with us, share all that fun stuff over there.
Anyway, thanks for joining. I'm never going on a cruise. I wasn't planning on it the first time. There are death traps in the water, and if they stop working, they fill with poop. So don't. Why would we ever do that?
Yeah, we have a buddy that's going on a cruise, I think, this fall. So hopefully that don't happen.
Wow, what a mistake.
I know.
Our sister, I'm going to bring forward and yours and give it to you now. And he said, oh, wow, that's great. Thank you. That's so generous of you, Carl. That's great. But his wife, my sister-in-law, went ballistic. She said, this is too much money. This is wrong. I don't want anything to do with it, and stormed out of the room. And I thought, well, that's not what I expected. Oh, my God. So I realized from that this was not an easy thing to do. So I learned a lesson from that, and I knew that I had to do this authentically. I had to do it right, otherwise it was not going to work. So that happened, and then the third thing that happened was that I was looking at my financial statements and I had more money there than I was really using. It was sitting there. I mean, it was growing, making profits and so forth, but it wasn't being used. I wasn't using it for me. I wasn't using it for things that I really cared about, not for my people. So I thought, well, if I have all this money now, why should I wait until I die? Why don't I bring it forward? And then, you know, it was a long process for me to come around to that, but that's what finally started this. And I said, well, I'll do it now.
Let's back up just a bit. Tell us a little bit about your new book. What is The Happiness Experiment?
Well, this is a recording of the real events with real people who I decided that I would bring forward the inheritance, the money I had for them in my will, and made it a prequest. So it was a chunk of money that they were going to get while they were still young enough to enjoy it, and I was still alive to see it happening. So I saw what they were doing. So when I sat down with them, I talked about money and happiness and how one can connect. And I said, look, I'm going to bring this forward to and give it to you. But what I want from you is a plan so that you use this money. So it's really a big benefit for you. I don't want this to overwhelm you. And they said, what kind of plan? I said, I want a happiness plan. And they said, a happiness plan? What's that? So you know, nobody seems to have a happiness plan. But it's one of the most important plans you can get. And it doesn't have to be very complex. What is it that makes you happy? What values do you want to pursue? You know, what goals and dreams do you have? And you can pursue them. And so I got them to write a happiness plan. And then when I saw the plan, I gave them all the money all at one time. And so then they took it and I watched them with their plan. I saw all their plans, what they did and how they became happier. And so, you know, that had to be written about. So, because I wanted other people to see what they did so that they too could do the same thing.
Which prequest is the most unique one you've come across?
Well, it was a very, very painful and sad story because two dear friends of mine had a beloved daughter and she was hit head on by a drunk driver and killed. She happened to be 8 months pregnant at the time, so that killed the granddaughter too, and also their daughter. They were totally, totally wiped out, devastated, and they died emotionally. They had decided that they could never be happy again, that it would be wrong to be happy. They didn't deserve to be happy because their darling daughter had been killed. Tremendously painful, awful, awful story. So they were grieving 6 years later. And I met with them and I told them how much they had added to my life and how much I was so grateful to them and that I wanted to express the gratitude. And I put them in my will and they could accept that. And I said, but I want you to have it now. And they said, oh, no, no, we can't accept it. They turned it down. Well, we worked. And I said, look, I'm leaving it open. So several months later, I think his wife persuaded him to do it, actually, you know. And, you know, so they said, okay, we'll do it because if we're going to wait until you die, why not do it now? And they did it. And it wasn't the money, interestingly enough. They said it was the coaching that made the big difference. That changed their mind, their mindset from being so negative, you know, we'll never be happy again. We don't deserve to be happy. And the coach turned their thinking, their mindset around and said, look, you know, it can be, you can be happy again. And they started to get the mindset of happy people. And now you cannot believe what these people, they're traveling all over the world. They're in Tahiti right now. They climbed Kilimanjaro. These people are loving life. And it was a major change. That is one of the most heartfelt, wonderful results of the. And in a sense, she said, the wife said, this prequest changed, saved my life. Because we were no longer living. We were dead. And this brought us back to life.
Yeah, I mean, dealing with grief, and many of us have, I have, you know, when you're in those depths, it can be really difficult to find your way out of it. And, you know, often it looks like there isn't a way out of it. And, you know, sometimes you want a map, right? And it looks like this concept could be a good map for you if you're that. It sounds like it was for these folks. I always like to end interviews by asking, is there anything that I didn't ask that I should have?
How can my listeners benefit from this book? What should they do? What would be good for them? And so I'll answer that question. First off, think about happiness. Think about being happiness. You deserve to be happy and you can be happy, but you have to make it as a choice. I'm going to increase my happiness. just that, if you make that realistically, I want to and I'm going to increase my happiness, that choice, and then talk to people about it. Talk to a husband or wife or a girlfriend or a friend, a therapist or coach. Talk to somebody about it and say, look, I made the decision that I want to be happier and I'd like you to help me create a happiness plan. And then work on it. And it's not that hard, but it is challenging, but it's a wonderful exercise. And if they do it, I guarantee they will increase their happiness. I guarantee it.
Arl Barney is the author, and the book is called The Happiness Experiment, A Revolutionary Way to Increase Happiness. Carl, where can people find the book?
Wherever books are sold, and it's now available for pre-order from Amazon, and they can go to thehappinessexperiment.com, and they can pre-order it there, and I hope they will.
Carl, thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. It's been fun.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.